Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great season for gratitude. Okay, there's a new survey. How often does the average person express gratitude in a year? And there's some surprising results for that. There's also a new analysis of what you can do to avoid stressful conversations at Thanksgiving meals. And they have a couple of subjects that they think are really best to leave alone. And they come up with, here over at yahoo.com, suggestions on how you can deal with those subjects if they come up anyway. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to Daniel McCarthy about how the Israel-Hamas war could actually end up destroying any prospect of unity for the Democratic Party and causing an entire Democratic blow-up. We will talk with Daniel McCarthy of the New York Post about that and about his new column about America being a deadlier place for men than for women. Why? We will get to that issue as well. Okay, first off, there is the idea of the stressful Thanksgiving conversation topics. Here's how to navigate them. A new Yahoo News YouGov poll of more than 1,500 people found that while there are some topics such as family updates and sports that people actually look forward to talking about, others are stressful. As a whole, most survey participants said politics was the number one most uncomfortable topic of conversation. But there was a gender split. Over 40% of women found talking about politics uncomfortable compared with just 27% of men. Finances were the second most anxiety-provoking topic of conversation, followed by current events, which is politics anyway. Overall, women were more likely than men to say that the most common topics made them anxious, with the exception of community gossip. Just 10% of women and men said that was stress-inducing. Women may feel more anxious around certain conversations because they tend to feel more stressed in general around the holidays. Hillary Ammon, a clinical psychologist at the Center for Anxiety and Women's Emotional Wellness, I work at the Center for Anxiety. It's not exactly a title that you would cherish, one would think. But she says, look, women may feel more anxious. And she tells Yahoo Life that in the survey, 43% of women said that they feel stressed during the holiday season compared with just 32% of men. While this is not always the case, female partners tend to take on the brunt of these additional holiday stressors, Hillary Ammon said, Dr. Ammon, in addition to actual tasks that need to be completed, such as shopping for Christmas presents or packing the diaper bag for a trip. Female partners typically have a higher mental load during the holiday season. And if you are planning to gather with loved ones, They have an expert who recommends very clearly a couple of things that you can do to avoid having the kind of blow-up that Daniel McCarthy is predicting for the Democratic Party. How do you avoid a blow-up? Listen with an open mind. Quote, often holiday conversations become stressful due to misunderstandings or differing viewpoints. Practicing active listening and showing empathy can help in acknowledging others' perspectives without necessarily agreeing with them. Okay, look, this is a political season. We are a year away from a presidential election where, as we were talking to Peter Baker of the New York Times, the hatred between President Trump and Joe Biden is reflected, unfortunately, by too much hatred between people who are followers of President Trump or people who are followers of Joe Biden. But he also says that what you should do to help deal with a stress at the Thanksgiving table is set boundaries. Know your limits. If a topic feels too personal or sensitive, it's perfectly acceptable to set boundaries. You can prevent conversations from becoming sources of anxiety by politely but firmly stating that you're not comfortable discussing certain topics. So are you going to talk about and argue about the war in Gaza? That's a really very fraught topic, because there has been a great deal of human suffering, and let us hope that on Thanksgiving, by Thanksgiving Day, we have the first bunch of hostages, big bunch of hostages who were released. The other idea is change the subject. If you know family members are likely to bring up conversations that make you uncomfortable, suggesting that neutral conversation topics should be ready to go. Oh, yeah, we can't agree about that. Let's talk about Trump. I would imagine that there are people there who are listening to me right now who feel very strongly in favor of President Trump returning to the White House, or very, very opposed and frightened, concerned about President Trump returning to the White House. And this is probably going to be one of the most explosive Thanksgivings you can possibly have, because it's not just a question of who's going to come to the next debate and what are they going to say and what is the agenda for this next term of the presidency. It has to do with Trump's many, 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 many trials and tribulations, and whether he should be restricted at all with any of the gag orders that are before him. It is very much like our political separations are no longer differences of opinion. It's difference in tribe. And that's difficult. There's also a recommendation you should be avoiding phrases like, that's a stupid thing to worry about, or you're overreacting to escalate the situation. It's also wise to steer of controversial topics like politics, heated current events, or religion, unless you're sure the conversation will remain respectful. And then they also say, of course, you can do everything right in a holiday conversation and still feel anxious. If you feel that you need to remove yourself from the conversation, here's how you should do it. Excuse yourself gracefully. Take a time out. Rope in a loved one for help? I mean, how is this going to work? If possible, encourage a family member or friend to step in and help steer the conversation to more neutral ground. How about them Mariners? Wouldn't it be nice if they signed Shohei Ohtani? Well, I guess there'd be disagreements about that. If you're already feeling stressed about upcoming holiday conversations, there's a recommendation that this anxiety is temporary. However, if you feel your stress around the conversations, you may have a holiday season that's interfering with your day-to-day life, then there's a recommendation that you should seek out a mental health therapist. Okay, this is not really in the spirit of thankfulness for Thanksgiving, and especially when they just did a survey finding that Americans express thankfulness more than 2,000 times a year on average. Well, I'm thankful that Daniel McCarthy is there, who is editor of Modern Age, a conservative review, who's had some recent contributions to the New York Post, which we'll catch up with coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your voice will matter.
The Michael Medved Show.
So I've just got one question for you. Are you fired up?
Your outlet.
Are you ready to go?
For outrage.
Fired up.
This is the Michael Beckwith Show.
Let's go change the world.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
And it's a pleasure to welcome to the show Daniel McCarthy, who is the editor of Modern Age, a conservative review. He is also editor-at-large of the American Conservative. His writing has appeared in the New York Times, the New York Post, and the USA Today, The Spectator, The National Interest, Reason, and many other publications. He is a graduate of Washington University in St. Louis, where he studied Classics. Daniel, a great pleasure to speak to you. And I wanted to speak to you, first of all, about your column, How Did America Become a Deadlier Place for Men? Well, women die too. What you're saying about America being a deadlier place for men is just very dramatically, and more dramatically than ever before, men tend to die earlier than our female counterparts. Why?
Well, you know, there was a study released just recently which showed, as you said, that disparity in terms of when women die and when men die has increased, and it's increased in a way that shows that men are dying earlier and earlier. Now, this report was released, you know, partly using data from 2021, and so COVID certainly it plays a role there. Perhaps men were not as attentive to their health, when COVID first hit as women were. But it's more than that as well. Clearly, you know, some of the common factors that have been causing lower life expectancy for Americans, both men and women, have been affecting men particularly intensely. And that's true for drug abuse and overdoses. It's true for suicide. It's also true of homicide. All three of those categories tend to affect more men rather than women.
And for men who commit homicide, what is it? It's over 90%, I believe, of people who are charged with or convicted of murder.
That's right. So if anyone doubts that there are real differences between the sexes, or as they now say, the genders, you can just look at those homicide figures and you'll see a very stark difference immediately obvious in the numbers.
The other thing, and you bring this up, is that there generally is an association of a somewhat longer lifespan for people with education. And now we're getting to a stage where women are much more likely to receive advanced educations than men are. How did that happen?
Well, you know, part of it is, I think, a long-term overcorrection. So, feminists, and in fact, you know, a great many women who, you know, didn't even necessarily think of themselves as all that politically oriented, they were worried about the fact that for many decades, American higher education, in fact, really from its beginning until quite recently, had been very much a strongly male preserve. And so there were lots of programs created to encourage more women to apply for college, to make sure that they were able to graduate, scholarships, sort of new departments, new educational techniques. Everything within higher education was altered in order to make sure that it was more accommodating to women. But the result of that was to tip the balance in the other direction. And women tend to be, in general, more conscientious. And so, you see this certainly in primary education, in high school and in grade school, that women tend to be more attentive in class. They tend to be, better at following instructions. And boys tend to be rather rambunctious. And so as higher education has become more like what high school used to be, perhaps 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, I think you've also seen that this difference in terms of attentiveness is now hurting more and more male students when it comes to classroom performance. And in general, our economy, I think, in the last 30 years especially, has become more oriented towards service, more oriented towards the knowledge economy. And while that rewards some very entrepreneurial men, some men who are really, at the far end of the bell curve distribution in terms of mathematical abilities and other things, a lot of men who previously would have been, making their livings using their hands and using, their strength, they have become left behind in our, sort of economic and educational system today. And as a result, they are also left behind socially. And you see some very bad life outcomes, I think, as a result of that, including the drug abuse that is now rampant.
Okay, speaking of drug abuse, we also have the problem of violence and terrible violence going on in the Middle East with thousands, literally, on both sides who are victims. You have a piece in the New York Post, Israel war could lead to a democratic crackup in 2024. And you make the point here that Republicans, for all of their differences, seem to be fairly united and in strong support of Israel. And this includes people who are part of the Trump faction of the Republican Party and part of all the other denominations of Republicans. Democrats, however, are deeply divided. How would a Democratic crackup take place in 2024?
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of 1968. So the Vietnam War was a source of enormous fragmentation within the Democratic Party. It caused, you know, President Lyndon Johnson to decide that he wasn't going to run for re-election. You know, it fueled the candidacies of Eugene McCarthy and then Robert Kennedy Sr. So I think you see something similar happening right now. And, of course, Joe Biden and his assistants have such a death grip on the Democratic Party that there won't be any formal challenge, or at least I'm not expecting one. But I think you are seeing so much unhappiness among key segments of the Democratic base on the left, on the anti-war left, on the anti-Israel left, on the anti-colonialist left or anti-far left, all these, you know, sort of radical forces on the left, that I think they're going to splinter away from the Democrats in next year's election, or at least there's a good chance they will. And they may choose to vote for Cornel West, who's running as an independent candidate. A few of them might even, you know, choose to vote for, you know, a variety of other potential third-party or independent offerings, maybe the Green Party. And I really think you're going to see a, just as you see right now, a lot of controversy where online Democrats and online radicals are very critical of a lot of Democratic office holders who they think are not being sufficiently pro-Palestinian or sympathetic to the Palestinians. I think that's going to really become a major sore point for the Democrats in 2024. And it seems to be right now that, in fact, some of the additional decline in Joe Biden's support is coming from, I think, both sides, from conservatives and from people on the left, who say that, you know, Biden's a total disaster in foreign policy.
There's also, obviously, the radical left has become, in a way that it wasn't even 20 years ago, anti-Israel. I'm looking at a piece in the Nation magazine, which just shocked me, because we recently had 300,000 people who participated in a March for Israel. And the Nation has a piece that says the March for Israel was a hate rally. What kind of gathering against anti-Semitism invites anti-Semites? And again, this is it's kind of tough when you're writing like that, and when your Senate leader, Chuck Schumer, and your House leader, Hakeem Jeffries, they were both there at the rally. So here is a leftist accusing Democrats of being participants and, at least in part, organizers of what he deems a hate rally. Daniel McCarthy, his columns are posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Great talking to you and happy Thanksgiving. We will be right back.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Reports indicate that a preliminary agreement between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been reached. A senior U.S. official has confirmed the deal, which involves a multi-day ceasefire. Hollywood talent agency UTA has parted ways with actress Susan Sarandon following her anti-Jewish remarks at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City.
There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country so often subjected to violence.
There are reports that suggest several staffers at UTA were deeply affected by her statements. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow. The National Weather Service's Prediction Center highlighted two primary storm systems impacting the U.S., with a particular focus on the South and East Coast. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved Show, an email came in from Julie in Tacoma, and she said, I would like more understanding on the situation in Israel. Can you talk about the settler attacks in the West Bank by Israeli citizens? I read that Netanyahu was allowing 1,000 more homes to be built in the occupied lands. Does this impact Palestinians' opinion of Israelis? Okay, Julie, you're asking two questions, both of them perfectly good questions and valid questions and very relevant. One is about the so-called settler attacks. The reason that I question the whole idea of settler, the use of the term, is because most of the 700,000 Jewish people who live in what is called the West Bank, together with close to 3 million Palestinians, is that some of them have been there literally for more than 40 years, have established homes, have established communities. When you talk about settlements, people sort of think of Fort Apache, and actually most of the people who live in the areas that are at least partially controlled by the Palestinian Authority, most of the people who live there have been there for quite a while. They're not recent additions. And concerning the settler attacks, these have been shameful, unjustifiable, and one of the most important things the government needs to do is to actually do something about it, to stop it. There is no excuse for settler attacks on peaceful Palestinians. Now, a lot of this has been sort of like gang warfare, where there would be someone who lives in a city in the West Bank who on the way home is gunned down in his car. and then there will be people who are riled up and they go over to a nearby Palestinian village, which may or may not be involved, and, quote, try to take their vengeance. None of that should be allowed. And it is one of those things that they have to work out if there is going to be any kind of two-state solution. The other aspect to this, about building new housing, almost all of the, quote, new housing that is being built is not new, quote, settlements. They are additions to cities, and including cities of 70,000, 100,000 that I've been to. And there are nice places to live, and where people are very settled in. It's interesting, in Male Adumim, which is one of those places near Jerusalem, a large number of the residents are black. They're Ethiopian. They're Ethiopian Jews who immigrated to Israel. And the idea that a Palestinian state would have to accommodate about 20% Jewish population is perfect because it's the mirror image of Israel itself. Israel itself, not counting the West Bank, not counting any of the Palestinian situation, 20% of the citizens and the voting citizens, and they vote very enthusiastically, are Muslim Arabs in Israel. In other words, Palestinians. And just as Israel has found a way to incorporate Palestinians into its national life, and there is no apartheid, the idea that somehow the 700,000 Jews who live in the West Bank, and in some cases have lived there since the early 70s, the idea that those people have to be cleared out for Palestine to exist is completely wrong. And is the opposite of a kind of democratic and rights-based existence of a new Palestinian state. Speaking of rights-based existence, Target's collection of Christmas decorations for 2023 includes a broad range of LGBTQ-themed merchandise, surprise, surprise, such as a Santa figurine waving a pride flag. Target's holiday collection features several pride-themed nutcracker decorations. The Pride Christmas nutcracker figure includes white and black nutcrackers with purple beards. Well, of course. Wearing rainbow hats and holding a BIPOC transgender pride flag. The Kurt Adler 10-inch pride nutcracker, which retails for $42.50, is a figurine wearing pride colors and a sequined Santa hat. The nutcracker holds a heart that says, "Love is love." The Kurt Adler 12-inch wooden gay pride nutcracker, which retails for $47.50, is a nutcracker in a sequin jacket with blue and holding a rainbow flag. Okay, Target is selling also a 10-inch Fabergé Pride Santa for $80, a Santa figurine wearing overalls with rainbow suspenders and a white shirt that says, "Love is love." He is holding a pride flag. Now, obviously there is opposition to this line of merchandise. And I would actually wield against this line of merchandise the greatest power that anyone has in a capitalist republic, which is, don't buy this junk. Don't encourage them. I can't imagine what kind of person would want to spend $80 for a Santa figurine wearing overalls with rainbow suspenders and a white shirt that said, "Love is love." He is holding a pride flag. Okay, you want to do that and share that with your friends, give you something to talk about on Thanksgiving.
Dare to be different and dare to really be flamboyant.
But honest to goodness, it seems to me just as silly to get overly excited. Do you think anyone is going to be forced to get your gay pride Nutcracker? By the way, can I tell you, I love the music of Nutcracker. I really do. But having seen the ballet many times, the whole Nutcracker ballet in terms of the storyline and trying to make sense of E.T.A. Hoffman and what is actually, is it really about a young woman coming of age? And Drosselmeyer is a scary figure who is handing out the toys, and the Rat King is a scary figure. I'm not a great fan. I'm a fan of the music. I'm not a great fan of the ballet, and it's very strange, it seems to me, that it's become such a favorite for Christmas, because some of the themes of the ballet are kind of dark, right? Again, okay, I can imagine. So Medved comes out against Nutcracker. No. The Tchaikovsky music is priceless and is a genuine enriching factor in our season, our holiday season. And when it comes to Thanksgiving, they also have a report on how often the typical person expresses gratitude in a year. New research shows that the average American expresses gratitude more than 2,200 times each year. Here's a reason to be grateful. No one is forcing you to get the Gay Pride Nutcracker. How's that? The survey of 2,000 Americans aged 21 and above delved into the daily habits of people when it comes to practicing thankfulness daily and during the holiday season. The poll found that on an average day, a person says the phrase thank you 6 times. More than half of those surveys claim they've been saying thank you more frequently compared to the previous year. That's good. We'll be right back.
Thank God Talk Radio's there.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation gain on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, Chris Christie is conducting a formidable campaign, at least in terms of the amount of attention that he's gotten. He has not drawn anywhere close to the leader in the Republican fight for the nomination, that would be Donald J. Trump, or the two others who are fighting for second place, that of course is Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. But in terms of actually making quotable attacks on the front runner, Christie, who is going to be joining us tomorrow on the show, is fairly explosive and aggressive. For instance, he just spoke at a town hall in his campaign, and he spoke about one of his favorite subjects, a guy he at one time helped to elect as president and then helped with his transition, Donald Trump. Here's Chris Christie.
You cannot get in this business and decide that the only election that you'll accept is one you win, that the only election that's fair is the one I win. You can't go out behind the seal of the President of the United States in the East Room of the White House on election night and say the election was stolen when you have no evidence to prove it was. And in fact, we sit here now 3 years later and there's still no evidence the election was stolen. You want to know why? Because it wasn't. He lost. Then he sent this country and so many supporters of his down a road that's led many of them to prison. And more of them are going to go to prison because of what happened on January 6th. And people who worked right around him are now going to prison because he asked them to commit crimes on his behalf. And let me tell you what's going to happen this March. He's going to walk into a courtroom in Washington, D.C., and his own former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has cut a deal for immunity, and he is going to testify as far away as I am from you. He's going to be from Donald Trump and saying, I committed crimes at his instruction, and he committed crimes right before my eyes. Now, let me ask you something, everybody. If that doesn't disqualify you from being President of the United States, what the hell does?
Well, it's a provocative question. We'll talk to Chris Christie tomorrow, Wednesday, on the Medved Show. And right now, a big movie opening tonight from Hollywood. Okay, this is a masterwork, and it really is. I was so knocked out by this film. The film is called Napoleon. You'll never guess what it's about. It's not Napoleon Dynamite. This is Napoleon Bonaparte. It's directed by master filmmaker Ridley Scott, whose other recent film, The Last Duel, with Adam Driver and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, that was also a superb film, and also one that was set very convincingly in the past. In the case of The Last Duel, it was in France in the 14th century. But this new film, of course, is about the guy who, as they say in the ads for the movie, came from nowhere and then conquered everything. He was from a poor family, a modest family in Corsica, which was looked down upon by France, which had made Corsica an island in the Mediterranean into a possession. And all of a sudden, he arrives in the midst of the French Revolution, which is gorgeously portrayed here as a terrifying event. The movie begins with a very graphic account of the beheading, the guillotine death of Marie Antoinette, the last queen of France. But Napoleon, who's a brandly newly minted captain in the French army, has basic ideas about what the country needs for its future.
I'm not built like other men. Those in power only see me as a brute, unfit for higher office. But I follow in the footsteps of Alexander the Great and Caesar.
I must warn you,
I will not lead a second in command. I will win by fire. I am destined for greatness.
I found the crown of France in the gutter and placed it atop my own head.
You want to be great? You are nothing without me.
Okay, that's Vanessa Kirby, who was outstanding as Josephine. Josephine was a widow, 6 years older than Napoleon, whose husband had been executed on the guillotine. And this movie could be entitled Napoleon and Josephine, because it really does focus more than anything else on the unlikely relationship between these two. The acting is superb. I wouldn't have thought that Joaquin Phoenix was a good choice for Napoleon, but he projects this sense of understated charisma extraordinarily well. And they get him to look like and sound like Napoleon. Of all the films, and going back to an Abel Gance film, a French epic that was done in the silent era, this is the best account of an unbelievable life you are likely to see. And plus giving you a reason to appreciate our very distinctive revolution that was so different from the French Revolution. It is, of course, rated R, because there is very graphic sexuality, mostly involving Napoleon and Josephine. And again, a great deal of violence, because Napoleon, in the various wars that he launched in Europe, 3 million people died. It's an amazing story. And again, gorgeously shot, brilliantly acted, clearly one of the best movies of the year. And yes, it's an epic, but it's not quite as long as Killers of the Flower Moon. That's 3.5 hours. This one is a little bit less than 3 hours. But you feel, because you're watching such a gorgeously rendered movie, you don't feel that it's long or dragging on. And also, if you know some of the history, it helps. The historical accuracy of the film and the historical detail of the film, particularly in its depiction of the revolution that set Napoleon up, is extraordinarily well done. 4 stars for one of the best movies of 2023, Napoleon. There's also the release coming up right now on Netflix. And no, not Netflix. It's a bit of streaming. And it's another of the most acclaimed movies of the year. And the review is also on our Substack. Check it out.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The superb Irish actor Cillian Murphy plays the so-called father of the atom bomb in writer-director Christopher Nolan's new epic Oppenheimer, now playing in theaters everywhere.
We're in the race against the Nazis, and I know what it means if the Nazis have a bomb. They've got one hope.
Let's go recruit some scientists.
That's happening, isn't it?
Our work here will ensure a peace mankind has never seen.
The cast also includes Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Emily Blunt, and many more worthies that make the running time of 3 hours pass more quickly than you'd expect. The focus on hearings over security clearance and a cabinet appointment after World War II, with loads of flashbacks, make this story somewhat confusing for people who may not be familiar with it. Rated R for harsh language and graphic sex scenes, 3.5 stars for the monumental and impressive Oppenheimer. And on the Michael Medved Show tomorrow, we're going to be speaking live to Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. And by the way, in New Jersey, it turns out that almost everybody has rallied behind the First Lady of New Jersey, the wife of the governor, to take the Senate seat that is still being defended by Robert Menendez. You talk about a Democratic feud. That's complicated. We will also be speaking about an official with the Maryland Hate Crime Commission who basically has very publicly now compared Israel to Nazi Germany. He also called pro-Israeli Americans, of whom there are many in Maryland, genocide sympathizers, and he has added that the babies who were documented to have been slaughtered at a kibbutz were fake. Then we'll be talking about why it is that 6 in 10 people are planning to avoid politics at Thanksgiving meal, and we'll look at the new movie Maestro, written and directed and starred in by Bradley Cooper with his prosthetic nose. Nose is not a problem. Movie, well, we'll tell you. That and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.